This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Animal encounters. We want to talk about animal encounters. Now, if the name of the show was the TAC show, this would not be animal encounters. This would be why deer suck.
Yeah.
Because he only wants to focus on one animal and one animal only.
And the encounters would be when you hit them with your car.
You call and say how you hurt a deer and we'll award you with stuff. So we just want to hear, like in Colorado, I think we have more animal encounters than anywhere else.
Probably.
Like maybe in Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's a lot of animals here, a lot of different kinds.
Have you had any animal encounters, TAC, that don't involve deer?
Aaron?
I have geese encounters, but can they call with a geese encounter?
Yeah, because those are aggressive little mother... I hate them.
The ones in the Denver Tech Center,
I believe,
somehow have access to C-SPAN or whatever channel shows local city council meetings where they have decided that the geese are protected.
Oh, yeah.
Because they know.
Yeah.
And they like walk in front of your car and stop and go, what?
Yeah. Like, what are you going to do about it?
I know that you can't hit me. I know you can't.
Mm-hmm.
And then they look up at the surveillance camera in the parking lot and they're like, you'll get caught. How do they know that they're protected?
They're just a-holes. I hate them so much.
I got a whole gaggle behind me here.
Did you just Google what you call them?
I did, yeah. I wanted to say murder, but that's crows. I think it's a crows. Yeah. But gaggle is a goose.
So anyway, the reason we got thinking about this, there's about 2,000 stories in the news of people having weird animal encounters. My favorite is a kayaker who got stuck on the back of an alligator.
Whoops. Well,
accidentally? Yeah.
I think he's just, like, if you're kayaking in Florida, it feels like you want to die.
Well, no, so I've done that. And
you kayaked in Florida?
Yeah.
Not your water, it's their water.
Oh, I'm aware. And like the house
you
that...
said you want to die.
Like, I don't know, let's do the math on this. Hello.
Yeah, I went and I hung out with friends in Florida. They have a house down there in the Keys and they have like a back channel. Which is terrifying because it's so murky and like you never know what's in there. And
you do know what's in there. Gators are in there.
Yeah.
Aaron.
So we got our kayaks and we went and it was fine. But I can guarantee there were gators in there.
Of course there were.
Yeah.
So this guy just rolled up onto the back of a gator.
They just convinced you? Did it take any convincing to get in the kayak?
No, he was probably just rowing and accidentally went on it. And then the gator was like, what's on my back?
But I mean, for you, you're like, we just got in the kayak and, you know, it's like, I would be like,
well, first we rubbed our bodies with hamburger.
Like I would have just gotten in my car and gone on a different vacation.
I'll kayak in Colorado where there are fish.
Yes.
Hi. Oh, look, a fish. Hi. Hi, fish. Fish encounters. Not scary alligator encounters, you know how the kayak does that rollover thing?
Yeah.
They do that to you, and then they hide you under
a
log.
The death roll, yeah.
Yeah, and they leave you down there till you're dead, and then they chew on you over days and weeks. All right. If you've had an animal encounter, we would love to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can call that number. You can text that number.
I did have one. I remember just when I moved into my house, because I have two chihuahuas, so this was kind of a big deal. You two might remember me saying this, but I had been taking them out in our new backyard. The first time we have like a fence so we can just let the dogs go. And then one time I went to take them out and I looked and perched on our fence was the biggest hawk I have ever seen in my life.
Yeah, you got to be careful with small dogs because the birds will just snatch and grab. Fortunately for you, you are a terrible dog owner and your dogs are so fat that hawk's like,
Just
he
one.
Can still get them.
Yeah, because then we were looking up. Aaron was helping me. They make like vests for them that have the spikes on them and stuff so that the birds can't
only
grab
only one
them.
Of your dogs needs it.
Stop. Beamer's a good boy.
Yeah. He's a good fat boy, but nobody's...
Listen.
I'm just saying, hey, Beamer, you work in a salad, buddy.
I agree. Because
when I first got Moxie, like we have a couple, we have some big flighty birds out there. And they like, there's an owl who had a timeshare at my house. Because they don't stay in one spot.
Yeah.
Like they'll live for like 2 weeks at your house and they've hunted it up. And then they move to different spots.
Mm.
And then... after a while, the rabbits are like, I think we're safe to go back here. And they're like, no, you're not. And they move to their VRBOs around the neighborhood or whatever. Mm. But they finally gave up on my place. But like, yeah, I mean, I'm like, an owl is going to eat my dog. It was like 4 pounds when I got him.
Yeah, it's scary.
Yeah.
So, I remember my dad getting the fake owls for our backyard because we had a bunch of rabbits and they were always eating everything. So we put like the fake owls around to scare them. And it didn't work.
No.
It works for about a week.
Yeah, they're like...
And then the rabbits eventually are just like hanging out with them, like leaning up against them, smoking a cigar, going like, you come here often?
Yeah. The owl just got eventually moved into my sister's room as like a doorstop. She just liked it.
I still have owls stuck on my roof that I can't get down.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah. Well, because I'm afraid to go up there again and get them down. I built a thing for the owl perch, and now the birds sit on top of the owl's heads. It kept the birds away for a little while, but...
Just mocking you.
All right, so far we have no deer stories, even with you in the room.
I'm trying to be respectful, I guess. I'm trying to be well-balanced.
This was a news story a long time ago, but like mountain bikers, you know, they love to like take a ski lift or whatever to the top of a mountain, then they mountain bike down. Well, sometimes you end up, I don't think it was a deer, it was like an antelope. So they're coming down that trail at like Mach 10, and then like an antelope is like, oh my God, we're running! And they're like running next to them, and then they, you know, they'll do that dart.
Yes.
Where they're like, oh God, something's behind me, and they just dart, and it just, yard sailed the mountain biker.
No, see, they don't do any good.
All right, so if you've had an antelope or deer encounter, Tiak will put you to the front of the list. But if you've had any animal encounter, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're doing animal encounters. Tiak has been out of the room, so let's find out. How many deer do we have?
None.
Ha ha! Because deer rock.
No, terrible. They don't do anything.
Sandy?
Yai.
Animal encounters. What happened to you?
So, young teenager, my family knew somebody that owned a hunting and fishing lodge in Ontario. We were staying there. We usually went in the summer. There was a bunch of people there always when we went. It was an island. There was a catwalk from the island to the mainland. Kids would be running up and down there all the time. One year we went in the fall, and it was just us and the owners there. My family went out to fish in a fishing boat, and I was standing on the dock fishing, and all of a sudden the dock starts bouncing. And I'm thinking, one of the kids is running around. Realize there was nobody else there, and I look up, and there is a black bear fully barreling down on me.
Oh my gosh!
Oh my God!
What did you do?
Will tell you, I ran like you can't.
No,
imagine.
That's not what you do.
Run, lie down, black fight back.
Yeah, well,
is that really
I
a thing?
Was a teenage kid, and I ran, everybody says you can't outrun a bear. I could have outrun a freight train that day.
Not a bear. So it just
I'm
wasn't
not
hungry.
A bear either.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah,
my God.
I ran him, and the owner of the lodge heard me screaming, and he did have to shoot the bear. But
aww.
Yeah, it was
Gary.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Thank you for the call, Sandy. Why do you know the thing?
I don't know. I feel like I learned it in elementary school, and
I just stuck. I've seen that before too. Yeah.
Brown lie down,
black fight back.
Mm-hmm.
You're not gonna fight a bear.
I've never encountered one. I don't know.
I think it's just black bear propaganda.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, no, you should fight us.
No, lay down.
Oh, Wes. Wes. All right, Wes. We gave you a try, but like, you just really wanted your thing going there. Kelsey.
Yay.
Animal encounter, what happened to you?
I was up in the mountains camping with a few friends, and one of my friends hung their hammock right next to our tent, and the next morning, right as the sun is rising, a moose, I swear, like 10 feet tall,
they are huge,
staring into his hammock, and he wakes up and looks at us through our tent. And is like, what do I do? And we all were like, don't move. And so, good thing the moose just smelled him and then it just wandered away. But definitely one of the most terrifying experiences in my life.
Stand by for a second. I'm going to our resident animal expert. Is there a limerick for moose?
Nope. Just say
moose is a goose if there's a moose. Like,
no,
you just, there's no.
No, because like they'll charge. They're scary. They're massive.
Especially during the rut.
Yeah.
Like, because when they want to.
Yeah, they can't be stopped. Yeah.
Wait, I just saw a video of a moose. Like, they are huge.
Yeah.
She said they're dude, so much bigger.
A 6 foot tall dude comes up to their shoulders.
Jeez.
So then the horns are like. There was one
ran in front of me on my way to Netherland. And
oh, really?
It was so scary, but so beautiful at the same time.
Mm.
I get that a lot. Seely?
Yay.
Animal encounter. What happened to you?
I was walking up to a mint plant, and I happened to stand on a rattlesnake's tail.
They tend to not like that.
Yeah, it was kind of, you know, it was rude of me, for sure. But crazy back.
I'm a snake. Step on my tail.
Yay!
That's my tail. I'm a snake.
Oh, my God. So what did it do? Did it bite you? It did.
It did. It did. Yeah. Yeah. So I ended up in the emergency room and had anti-venom and did the whole thing.
Oh my
gosh. You panicked?
You know what? I was actually a lot calmer than I thought I would. I literally remember looking up with the people that I was with, and I was like, I think I just got bit by a snake. So I think they were freaking out more than I was.
Well, it's
aren't
good
they
that you
deadly?
Didn't. They can be.
Hmm. Yeah, I think it's like 8% of people die if they get bit.
Oh. You probably hurt the snake's feelings. It was like,
honestly.
I think I got bit. You're like, I did a good job. I bit as hard as I could.
Oh my God,
yeah.
She was standing on his
my,
tail.
Yeah, I know. I did feel
yeah,
bad. And then
it.
Me and my nurse named him Barf Bag off of the holes.
Okay.
So he's still living up there, doing great things.
All right. Thank you for the call. We just need to do snake encounters. And
yeah.
Just TX just is going to talk like that all day.
The whole time.
Kelsey?
Yay!
Animal encounters, what happened to you?
Okay, so this was back when I was in high school, and my family lived in Willow Springs, up sort of in like the foothillsy. And this was an unusual animal even for me to see in that neighborhood. I was coming home later at night, so it was dark, and I was like, whoa, that's the biggest, scariest looking dog I've ever seen. And I was like, whoa, that's not a dog. That is a bear. I was crossing across the street and I was like, no way. I was my neighbor that I don't know had her garage door open. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, that bear is going to go in her garage door. And the way that her like house was angled, it looked like there was a door that like he could get inside the house that was open. I found out later that it went to like the other side, like outside of the house, and that the bear basically just went through the garage, but he literally opened the freezer and ate stuff out of the freezer.
They are so smart.
They are.
And I went into the, like, went to ring her doorbell. Like, literally, I mean.
Why would you go ring their doorbell? That bear is not your problem. As long as the bear's got a freezer, you're home free.
Yeah. Yep, but I thought that the bear was going to go in there, and I was like, there's a bear in your garage. I think he's going to go in your house. I'm scared because he went in this door, and I was like, I don't know where that door goes. I'm pretty sure that bear just went in this lady's house after eating a snack out of the freezer.
If the bear's in the house and you're ringing the doorbell, you're bear food too. Just go home. My God, woman.
No soliciting, thanks.
Yes, hello, Sam?
Yai.
Animal encounters, what do you got?
I wish it was a cooler animal, to be fair, but I was living up in Boulder maybe 10 years ago, if that's not aging me too much, and I walked out of my apartment and down my open stairwell that opens outside and thought I saw a cat, went to go pet it. It was a raccoon.
Trash panda. Awesome.
Yeah, pretty angry raccoon, I think rabid, and I started backing away from it, so it started walking up the stairs towards me.
Oh, yeah.
And so I had to run down my back stairwell while it chased me. Those things are freaking fast. And I am not. It ended up chasing me to my car where I got in. And then in a moment of panic, I think I ran it over and then I cried for about 10
All right.
No.
All right. We took it away.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.